Thank you, Sarah. And now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include a new operation to snare drug gangs, and the iconic Flying Scotsman arrives in the city. But first, veterans gathered in Norwich for the Remembrance Sunday Parade.
Hundreds were led in remembrance in Norwich City Centre at events to mark Armistice Day. On Remembrance Sunday, the cenotaph opposite the City Hall was thronged with veterans, cadets and leading figures in local life who paid tribute to the fallen of conflicts through the years. Led by the Reverend Canon Ian Bentley, the two-minute silence was observed at 11 a.m. ahead of an Armed Forces and Veterans Parade to Norwich Cathedral for a service of remembrance. Those who attended the cenotaph said it had been a poignant service and stressed the fallen of world conflicts should never be forgotten.
It is a problem that can drive us all bananas. But scientists in Norwich are embarking on a project that could save our skin. The researchers at Tropic Biosciences, based at Norwich Research Park, have got money to fund work that could help banana growers keep their produce fresh for longer and make them more resistant to disease. And the welcome side effect for all those who like to eat the fruit is that it could banish blackened bananas from our bowls. The researchers will use genome editing techniques to create the new characteristics in the Cavendish variety of banana, which accounts for 99% of global exports. The £128,000 project is part funded with £60,000 from the Eastern Agritech Growth Initiative.
A body promoting healthy living in Norfolk has warned school swimming pools could close if nothing is done to help schools with the cost of repairs. In its impact report presented to Norfolk County Council, Active Norfolk said it had identified a significant issue with pools at schools in the Greater Norwich area. Greater Norwich's stock of swimming pools on school sites is at risk. They're in poor condition and in need of maintenance, it said. The local authority withdrawal of a subsidy to schools with a pool has put the onus on schools to pick up the cost of repairs, which they cannot afford. As a result, two pools have closed and more are likely to follow. The report says Active Norfolk plans to undertake condition surveys on 6 pools in the area, and that 10 of the 17 swimming pools and 20 of the 29 four-court or larger sports halls in Greater Norwich are at schools.
A virtual ring of steel will be placed around Norwich to snare gangs who bring drugs and violence to the city. Police chiefs plan to install a network of automatic number plate recognition, ANPR, cameras at strategic locations in an operation dubbed Moonshot City. Details emerged in a report to Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green by the county's chief constable, Simon Bailey. Mr. Bailey said the cameras would provide increased opportunity to disrupt organised criminality within the city. Mr. Green said the move followed a successful ANPR operation in West Norfolk. He added, "So successfully have they been that I'm finding the resources to extend a ring of steel around our county. By extending it to Norwich, it will close the loop. The cameras will assist officers working on Operation Gravity, which targets drug gangs who prey on the vulnerable."
Norwich is the 5th fastest growing city, but just one new home is being built for every 6 residents, according to a new report. This compares with the fastest growing city, Belfast, which is building one new home for every 23 residents, which shows how development can't keep pace with population growth. Over 2011 to 2016, Norwich saw growth of 6.4%, 8,529 people, in which time 1,420 new homes were built. Only Blackpool and Blackburn are building faster than their population is growing, but that's because these destinations are shrinking, states the report. Ross Andrews, director of Minerva Lending, which commissioned the report using the Office for National Statistics, said, "We've known for many years that the housing supply situation in Britain is poor, but this road to ruin of inadequate building is going to end the dream of home ownership for many millions of people over the next 20 years."
A mosque in the heart of Norwich has opened its doors to the community to share its faith and dispel any fears. The Rose Lane Mosque, officially the East Anglian Islamic Centre, welcomed hundreds through its doors during the exhibition day in the city centre. Its goal was to encourage people to learn about Islam, its history, and its teachings, and dispel an image of extremism, which is often portrayed in the media. During the day, people were invited to browse the information on display, go on tours, enjoy refreshments, observe prayer, and ask questions. Sirajul Islam from the mosque said, "It's an initiative of ours to invite people in the community and people of other faiths to share what we believe, what we practice, and our way of life. The reaction we have is very positive. We've been holding these for 3 or 4 years, and we are getting more interesting every time." Within 2 hours of the event opening, the team said they had already welcomed about 100 people through the doors.
The famous Flying Scotsman steam engine took train enthusiasts on a trip back in time when it finally steamed into Norwich. The iconic locomotive had been due to arrive on October the 18th, but never made it, after breaking down in Peterborough when it experienced problems with its hot axle box. Sitting on the platform to welcome the engine back to Norwich was one former driver, Jim Beswick. Mr. Beswick, now 92, started his life on the railways at Northwich in Carlisle as a fireman when he was 15 years old, and eventually worked his way up the ladder to become a driver. He moved to Norwich Railway Station when he was 17 on a transfer in 1949 and drove the Flying Scotsman in his late 20s and early 30s. He now lives at the Warren Care Home in Sproston and was reunited with the Scotsman as a surprise by their activities team. Also eagerly awaiting the train's arrival was Lincoln Jordan, aged 5, whose great-grandfather Thomas Lee drove the Scotsman between Norwich and York in the 1960s. The steam locomotive was the first to be officially authenticated as reaching 100 miles per hour in 1934 and took trips around East Anglia on Saturday, attracting people from all over the region.
It has stood on Norwich's Earlham Road for 160 years, and now part of Plantation House could be demolished due to subsidence into chalk quarries beneath the building. In April last year, the house and surrounding gardens were closed after a 20-foot sinkhole opened up beneath the property owned by MJB's Tony Burlingham. Since then, scaffolding has been in place to protect the structure, and after extensive tests by Norwich City Council, work can now begin to fill in the hole permanently and resurface the access. It involves demolishing and rebuilding part of the Grade II listed house, built in 1857 by businessman Henry Trevor. A heritage statement, written by one planning consultant and submitted to the council, reads, "A sinkhole has formed under Plantation House, causing the southeast corner of the building to drop, causing movement within the structure and cracking to masonry and a number of architectural features. The sinkhole was temporarily filled with foamed concrete and structural scaffolding erected to prevent further damage to the building. The plans are yet to be determined by Norwich City Council."
The traders behind Norwich's bustling market have been immortalised in a Christmas advent calendar designed by students. The City College Norwich students designed the advent calendar as part of their ticket course, which helps those with additional needs make the step into work. Behind the calendar's 24 windows are illustrations drawn by course lecturer Jim Gorham of the faces that keep the market ticking over. From Alexander Pond of Pond's Flowers to Mark Wright of Taxi Vintage Clothing.
So that's all on this part of Chatterbox. So from me, Don Cleaver, goodbye.
And from me, Alison Aplin, goodbye.